Psalms chapter 1, we'll begin reading there. And verse 1, we'll go ahead and read a few verses. I'm just going to give you four things this morning, four things that help keep you straight, on the right path, keep you a happy Christian, a happy person, just four small things this morning. Psalms chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly, they're not so, but like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for all the people that came out this morning, Lord, this great church, and Lord, the honor to be able to preach and to speak behind this pulpit. Lord, I pray that we can be a blessing to somebody today. And Lord, I pray that you'll be with this message, be with the rest of this hour, this short time we have left. In Jesus' name, amen. Four things I want to help you with this morning. Number one is people. Number one is people. If you just want to write four words down, 4 points, one word, number one is people. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the godly, nor standeth the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Talking about following the wrong people. First of all, young people, the most important thing you can do in your life is set the right people in front of your eyes, in front of your path. The right leaders in your life. Your pastor. It's one thing for him to be your pastor, but it's another thing for you to follow your pastor and his leadership. Your pastor is your Paul to Timothy. 2 Timothy 3:14 says, he told Timothy, he said, now, but continue in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Knowing of whom. We all have to have whoms in our life that we can point to, that we can rely on, that we can trust, that we can learn from, that we can trust to guide us in the right direction. And that, first of all, is your pastor. I'm so thankful for my pastor. My father had led me. I went to Commonwealth Baptist College, but it wasn't just because of my dad. It was because that's where I prayed the Lord wanted me to go. And I loved every minute of it. But the leadership is what will help you stay right. The right people in your life. Your pastor. Second of all, your parents. Verse chapter 3, verse 15 says, he said, and from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. He was taught from a child by his parents. Young people, look to your parents. Trust your parents. Follow your parents. They've been down the road a good ways longer than you have, a good ways farther than you have. Trust your parents. They can guide you and steer you in the right direction. He was taught by his parents. Second of all, godly leaders. Godly leader. Third of all, godly leaders. You know, maybe that's a Sunday school teacher for you in your life. I know I had Sunday school teachers that made an imprint on my life and guided me in the right direction. A bus captain that I worked with or that brings you to church that made an imprint on your life. My grandfathers, my grandmothers that guided me. But those godly leaders, keep the right leaders in your life. Also, though, keep the wrong leaders out of your life. So many times the devil is fighting for your time, your attention, and he's always putting those wrong people in your life. Those people that say they want the best for you, but they don't even know what the best is themselves. They want to lead you in a path that they say is fun, but they really don't know what fun is. Fun is serving the Lord and him giving the blessing. That's fun. That's life. That's a happy life. Fun following the right people. Number two, the right places. The right places. Stay in the right places. Church. We find in Hebrews 10:25 that says not to forsake the assembling ourselves together in church with the believers. Hey, you stay in church. The day you get out of church is the day that you'll slip off on a wrong path, in a wrong direction. Stay in church. In camp. I love summer camp. So, the devil seems like he works overtime on summer. to take your life and take everything you've accomplished through the school year and just crush it. He works overtime during the summer. Hey, get to a good, godly Christian camp. And if you've never gone before, hey, this is the year to go. This is the year to go. Go to camp and you'll have a great time. You'll have a blast with all the other teenagers and your leaders. But God can work on your heart and He'll keep you. Stay in those right places. Go to camp and college. I'll tell you what, those first 6 to 12 months after that senior year is one of the most crucial times of your whole life. You make so many decisions. So many decisions that first 6 months and 3 to 4 months in that summertime, trying to stay right and trying to stay busy. So far, your life has been many times planned for you. Every moment, every hour, what you're going to do. School, work, maybe sports, homework, home, this. It's planned for you. And then that summer comes and organization goes out the window. Oh, hey, stay right with God this summer. Stay in those right places. Go to a good college. I'm telling you, I would recommend every single one of you to go to a Bible college somewhere for 1 year. It will help you so much. You know, you graduate college and you're 17, 18 years old. And I tell people, when your freshman year, when you get it over with, you realize just how dumb you are. It takes you a year to realize how much you need it. How much you need to learn. And I told my wife today, I am so glad I have notes from my freshman year because I don't remember a class I took. But I've gone back and looked at those notes. And that first year, your life is changing so much. And you're going from dependent on your parents, slowly, slowly, independent. And then you go to independent. And you got that time, that moldable time in your life. And it's so important that you slowly break away. And colleges are great. Yes, there's rules. But if you want to serve God, the rules are so easy. I mean, I don't know anybody that wanted to serve God that just gets kicked out of school, gets have problems. I mean, unless you don't make your bed in the mornings. I mean, or something like that. The rules, honestly, are so easy if you want to serve God. They are. I never had any problems with the rules. The rules were, well, Dr. Jorgensen called me in the office a couple times. But we won't talk about that. But no, the rules, they are. They're so easy if you want to serve God. But a college where you can go and let them help you mold your life and good leaders to help you go into the next area of life. No matter if you're going to be a layman the next year, you're going to work in the workplace, it doesn't matter that a good year of college will help you get a better foundation on your life. Give 1 year to Bible, the right places in your life. Right places. And of course, I can't pass up without saying stay from the wrong places. My mind goes to Samson. First of all, started with the wrong people. The wrong people in the world. And he got in the wrong place. Wrong place. And he lost all his power. Lost his usefulness to God. Lost his usefulness to work. He lost his usefulness to his parents. He lost his usefulness for life. His life was over. Wrong people, wrong place. Young people, stay in the right under the right people. Adults, stay under the right people. Stay under the right place, in the right place. And third of all, godly, goodly principles. If you don't live your life by principle, you'll just float through life. People who don't live their lives by principle are constantly frustrated. They're constantly frustrated. If how you feel that day determines what you're going to do, you're going to be constantly frustrated. We sing a song, another quartet is singing, I woke up this morning feeling fine. I don't ever wake up in the morning feeling fine. I feel like a huge hypocrite every time I sing, well, I woke up this morning feeling fine. I've never woke up like that. If I always just followed my emotion every day I woke up, I'd never read my Bible. I'd never pray. In fact, I'd never go to work. I'd stay in bed. I'd roll over. And roll over again when I got rolled over again and roll over again. If I just follow what I want to do, but you got to live your life by principle. Businessmen, they become successful by principles. Christian, you're only going to become successful, useful to God, by living by principle. What kind of principles? Godly principles. Psalms 1:1-4 says, blessed is man that walketh not in the counsel of the godly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. But listen to this. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, God's word. And in his law, God's word, doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree. Who? The person that studies God's word, lived by principle in God's word, be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Verse 4, though, the ungodly, they're not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. What the wind driveth away. Hey, if you're going to live a successful life, a happy life, a good life at work, a good life at home, a good Christian life for the Lord, you're going to have to live by principles. Principles of Bible doctrine. Don't go to a non-Baptist college and learn your doctrine from God's word. Don't go to your friend who's about the same age as you and learn your doctrine of God's word. Listen to your pastor, your parents, good Bible teachers that can help instruct you. Bible doctrine help lead you in the right way. Principles of discipline and money. Praying about decision, principles of standards, and just good, godly, holy living. Making Jesus happy. Read the book and godly principles. Fourth of all, and I'm almost done. 3 minutes. The right path. The right path. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, 14. You can go ahead and turn that, please. I want you to look at it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. The Bible says, and he talks about two different paths. Only two choices on the shelf. Pleasing God or pleasing self. Verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Where does it lead to, young people? Destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Only two choices. Only two paths to take. Only two. The wide path of the world. Yes, it is, may be fun at first, but there's always detours on that road. It's never paved a few miles down. There's always detours that lead quickly, very quickly, to destruction. Sometimes your detour may come a year later. Sometimes your detour may come 3, 4, 5 years later. You never know, but the detour always comes. The road that leads to destruction, no matter how long it is fun, always leads to the same place. But we have that straight, narrow road that we can walk on. Aren't you thankful that God, Jesus Christ, which preached Christ, that came and died on that old rugged cross to set a way, to provide a way to heaven, and to provide a good example for us to live, to go down that straight, narrow road. Yes, it may be hard at times. It was hard for Jesus Christ. It was not fun to give his life on that cross. I can imagine as the Father looked down and how hard it must have been on him. But then we read in the Bible, 3 days later, he arose. And I can imagine the conversation that day of the Father and the Son. Son, I'm proud of you. I know it wasn't easy. I know it was tough. But you did what I asked you to do. Not just because I made you, because you wanted to. And son, I'm proud of you. Hey, I want to get to heaven one day. And God to be able to look at me and say, well done. Son, Christian son, I'm proud of you. Yes, it may be tough, but I believe it was all worth it for Jesus Christ. Every time he sees that soul get saved, the Bible says there's much rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that gets saved, one sinner that comes to repentance, one sinner. I imagine he says, it was worth every drop, worth every pain. Praise the Lord. And one of these days, if you've lived right, if you followed that straight path, God's going to say, well done. And when we get there, he's going to say, it was worth it. And you'll be able to say, it was worth it. I know I have many years to go on my path, but every year it's been worth serving God. Every month, I've enjoyed every month. I'm not telling you it's been easy every month, but I've enjoyed every month. God's blessed me more than I could ever imagine. The opportunity to preach his word, I could have never expected that. But God's blessed. Aren't you thankful for a good God? Four things this morning that if you'll keep through your whole life. People, places, principles, and paths. People, the right people in your life. Places, stay in the right places. Principles, keep God's word before your eyes in the right path. Set straight. Not to the right, not to the left. Straight ahead. Every head, but every eyes closed. Let's pray. It's been a good Sunday school hour. Thank you so much for letting us come this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this hour. Lord, I pray that you'll be with the church as it comes upon us. Lord, be with Pastor Ross as he preaches. Lord, I'm looking forward to it. Lord, as you've laid something on his heart, Lord, help us to learn. Lord, help us to stay straight this summer and have a great summer. Lord, we love you and appreciate what you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.